to an evening of traditional Jewish music and some not so traditional Jewish music. And we're happy to have our new friend Fishel Bressler here filling in. Filling in for the great Andy Statman, who I think is feeling a little better, but it's better that he get better right now. So we're all saying a prayer for Andy. And maybe Fishel can tell you a few things about the two pieces we just played. Yeah, about an hour. Maybe a little about the next piece.
First thing is, I would like to respectfully take exception to the announcement made beforehand that Andy had handpicked his successor. Well, he's not that sick. I'm only his replacement, not his successor. The first tune we did, Shalom Aleichem, is a traditional song sung on Friday night when we get home from the synagogue after the Sabbath service. In fact, I sang it here in Scottsdale last night, my wife. And the second was a medley of two Hasidic dance tunes. Hasidim are Jews for whom dance and music are an integral part of worship and of life, which is really the same thing. And the dance tunes are very powerful. So if you'd like to dance, good luck. No dancing. Please be frank. We don't have to have very much. The next tune, Shomer Yisrael, is a song by the late Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach. Very beautiful. It's set to the words of the prayer, Guardian of Israel, meaning the Jewish people, please watch over the Jewish people. Thank you.
which I call dog music. I think it's sort of related to traditional Jewish music. I use a lot of minor scales. And this is one I wrote a long time ago when I was just a kid. It's called Opus 38. I never like to start with one or two. My first tune was Opus 57. And I worked my way backwards. This is about my second or third one, number 38. Opus 38. We hope you liked it.
Thank you.
to introduce the members of this ensemble. Three of them are regular members of my quintet. On bass, James Kerwin. On octave, bandola, mandolin, violin, and tambourine, Joe Craven. Guitar from Cordoba, Argentina, Enrique Coria. And on drums and percussion, a living legend in popular music, the amazing, incredible, one and only Hal Blaine. Tosca, I believe it's a Russian military march, traditional Jewish type of song.
Thank you.
This next one is one of my favorites, called David Melech Yisroel. Gypsies called King of the Gypsies, and I had some really good assistants, the great Stefan Grappelli and Andy Statman, both played in the movie and in the soundtrack, in addition to many other great musicians. And I met a real gypsy woman on the set of the movie, and she told me that your people and our people are like this. And she was getting goosebumps from these gypsy tunes that I was writing, so we'd like to play one of them. I called it Gypsy Swing, and it's inspired by the Hot Club of France, Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli. It also sounds pretty Jewish. Thank you. like to play two more tunes, sort of combined, and then we'll take a little intermission, come back and play a bunch more. First piece was composed by our good friend Andy Statman, and it's one of his masterpieces called Flatbush Waltz. And the second piece I wrote, and it's called Opus 57. Really early.
Thank you.
the Shabbos waltz, an appropriate number. If any of you don't have the Songs of Our Father CD, we have some here. They make excellent Christmas presents.
Commercial? You're doing a commercial?
Hey.
A commercial you're doing here?
No, I'm just saying. They make excellent Christmas.
It's an info commercial.
It's an info commercial. I'd like to play a beautiful piece of music from the CD. Composed by Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach, who wrote many beautiful melodies. And this is called For the Sake of My Brothers and Friends. Ah, you're getting a Gibson mandolin. Only a Gibson is good enough.
Thank you.
you very much. We'd like to call Chaim Zalman Belsky up here. Al Blaine. He has seen the world from behind those drums.
How could they do this to me?
And he's going to give you some good old Catskills Jewish humor now, Bart.
I've never been to the Catskills.
Incidentally, I love your Dizzy Gillespie hat.
Very interesting.
Crazy Gillespie. I used to work for a mob boss, and he used to call Dizzy Gillespie Crazy Gillespie. It's kind of funny. David wanted me to come out and tell a couple of stories. There are some, obviously, some marvelous stories, Yiddish stories that have been going on since I was a little kid. And one that came to mind that I just recently heard. And like any of these stories, if you've heard them, keep your mouth shut. Don't tell the people next to you. Don't ruin the joke. If you haven't heard a joke, then it's brand new to you. But I get a kick out of, there were some little children in school, and it was a history class, and the teacher said, "Children, today, if any of you children can tell me who's the greatest man that ever was, you will get an A in history, and I will give you $10 to spend it any way you like." Kids were very excited, these little seven-year-old kids. Little Johnny stood up, he said, "Well, teacher, I think the greatest man that ever lived was Benjamin Franklin." "Well, why do you say that? It's a good answer." "Well, Benjamin Franklin, he invented electricity and we couldn't have our computers and our video games." "Said, well, that's very good, Johnny, thank you, but that's not the answer I'm looking for." And the next little boy, Billy, and Billy stood up and said, "Well, teacher, I think the greatest man that ever lived was Thomas Edison." She said, "Why do you say that?" "Well, Thomas Edison, he invented the telephone and electricity and so many the radio." "Well, that's very good, and thank you." But she looked at little Irving. "Irving, what do you think?" And Irving stood up and said, "Well, teacher, I think the greatest man that ever lived was Jesus Christ." She said, "Irving, that's absolutely right, and you're going to get $10 and an A in history. But I'm curious, Irving, being of the Jewish faith, I thought maybe you would have said Moses." He said, "Teacher, in my heart, I think it's Moses, but business is business." They learned very young. It's a nice story. You haven't heard that story? You know, sometimes you tell a non-Jew a story, and they say, "I don't get it." And you tell a Jew a story, and they say, "I heard it already." Let's see, there was some of the classics, and some wonderful classics. We were reminiscing about a very dear friend of mine who died recently, and I was telling them that I went to the funeral, and I hate funerals, we all hate funerals, but let's face it, we all have to go sometime and meet that maker. And this lady, Esther, she was such a nice lady, and after the funeral, she was telling everyone about Harry, who was such a wonderful man. She said, "This man was the best man in the world. I never knew a man like him in my life. From the day we got married, he took care of everything. This man worked, he took care of everything. He took care of the children. We had a house, the house was paid for. He never had debts, he didn't leave us in trouble. He was the most wonderful man in the world," she said. "He paid for the college education, he paid for the automobiles, the kids had cars. They had absolutely everything. He was the best man in the world, and let me tell you something, he even paid for the funeral. He paid for this funeral. He even paid for the stone. This is a stone, do you like it?" Enough of the laughs already. Let's play some music for these folks. Thank you.
Tune that was popularized by the Hot Club of France.
lot of Jewish music, in fact, just about all of Jewish music, or most of it, a good portion, is written in minor keys. And this song is no exception. It shows you the superiority of the minor scale, because you can imagine if this was major swing. It'd be terrible, but it's really great as minor swing.
Thank you.
Ronettes.
He's a Rebbe.
I guess this is a different song. This is called Der Rebbe, which means the rabbi. Maybe Fischl can give us some insight into this.
The words, it does have Yiddish words. The words are Der Rebbe hat geheißen Freilach sein, yadadadadadada. Trinken Brunnen für nicht kein Wein, yadadadadadada. And then the verse goes, Yoshke, Yoshke, spann dem Loschek, so leuk, ich helloi finn, tau mehr, dat er sich auf Stellen will und nicht können verkaufen. Okay?
Good.
Lovers of bluegrass music.
of these pieces I learned from Andy Statman, and I have to, he's one of the most incredible musicians on the planet, and I'm very proud to say that I gave him his first mandolin lesson, although he hardly needed it, but he was about 14 and I was about 17, or 18, or 23. But Andy, I've watched him grow as a musician for over 30 years now, and it's really been a blessing. And he's taken up traditional Jewish music, and as far as I know, he's the master of it right now. So this is, of course, when I started with Andy, we were both followers of Bill Monroe. And we still are. And this tune is called the Kazatsky, and it's a kind of a Russian Jewish bluegrass Kazatsky. And we try to play this as fast as we can.
Boys,
it is traditional at weddings to do a lot of dancing shtick to this bullfight and all that. So if you want to do that, don't. We'll be right back.
Israel Bressler on the mandolin. Totally remembered from my childhood hearing in shul, and I really love this tune because it came at the end of the service. You know? By the time they were singing this, it was great. You know? Anyhow, it's a beautiful tune, and it's called Adon Olam. Thank you.
thank you all for coming out to hear us, and we will be back Monday evening. Anyone wants to hear more, or if you have some friends that couldn't make it tonight. And we'll be glad to sign CDs and whatever else. Checks. Wait a minute, that's your department. This is a medley of three pieces from The King of the Gypsies, and hope you like it. Thank you.
Yes, you did.
I never played one of these. I'd like to close the evening with another rendition of Shalom Aleichem, the piece we played at the beginning with two mandolins. It means hello and goodbye and peace, which we wish all of us.